Do you have a foodie you need to shop for? In this week's Veronica's Eats, we suggest putting together a food basket made of local products.
Food is my favorite gift to give. I mean, everybody has to eat, right? I really spend a lot of time trying to match someone's personality with food gifts. If it's a young person experimenting in the kitchen or someone who wants to branch out and try some new things, this area has a lot to offer. I focus on local products that they aren't going to be able to find in just any store. And I admit I'm having a blast visiting some of these places. Some are pretty obscure and specialized, and others are pretty well known. Zupan's is locally owned and has 3 locations and is full of unique holiday gift ideas. I stopped by the store in McAdam and talked to store director Jeremy Alcatraz.
We partner with a lot of smaller people like Kelly's Jelly out of Lake Oswego, or a lot of our bakeries are mom and pop style, so they're small. Many would not be able to work with a store of 17 chains or anything bigger, you know, so we have the advantage of that. So a lot of our local products are super local, like one of our honey purveyors, when you call them, sometimes the daughter answers and says hello rather than, you know, such and such honey corporation. You know, that helps us stay really local in a lot of the products that we carry.
And one of the things, you know, if you're shopping for the holidays and say you're mailing a package out or buying early, you have a lot of non-perishable, unique items.
Absolutely.
Spices, for example.
Absolutely. We have fruit baskets that we do. We do a lot of custom baskets, which would be, say, partially fruit and maybe a wine, cheese, chocolates, or we go full custom. Like, if you came in the store, you're like, I need a basket. I would say, would you like a traditional one, or you can do the shopping, I can put it in a basket for you, or we can both walk together and pick out, you know, I show you this suggestion, and you're like, nope, this suggestion, yep, and then we go from there.
Not just food, there's a lot of gift ideas in here.
In the last, it's probably been 10 years, we really turned on the non-perishable gifts, like candles. Like, I'm not in charge of the candles, but I love them, so I help people pick out candles all the time as well.
One of my favorite finds there, fudge made by Brigantine monks in Amity, Oregon. I got some for my second grade teacher who now lives in Texas. Some of the other places I found, a new store on MLK called Jerusalem Rose. I got some great spices, which are great gifts for those who love to mess around in the kitchen. Not too far from there is Pauline's African Market. I got honey made in that country, pepper pot soup spices, and some for jollof rice, among others. Now, these places are more for the adventurous cooks, but Trader Joe's is amazing for great snacks that aren't Twinkies. I got pistachio-covered toffee, dark chocolate pretzels, latte mix, hazelnuts flavored in several different ways, of course. There are also lots of newer local small businesses that have great stocking stuffers. Portland Caramel Company makes amazing chocolate and salted caramels and are selling at several spots between now and Christmas. You can always pick up flavored salt from Jacobson's, and there's an endless supply of locally sold coffee. Couple of new things I'm super glad I tried, Caldera Ginger Ale from Ashland and Khalsa Salsa from Beaverton.
Excellent. And you can read more at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page. We'd also love to hear from you about unique local gift suggestions for the holiday. Call 503-517-6101. That's our KXL listener line, 503-517-6101.